This is Jay Sekulow. The Organization of Islamic Conference says stop using the word Islam when discussing terrorism.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Well, if you're ready for an outrage, let me give you one. This is going to get the phones lit up quickly. I'm sure you're going to have a comment about this. Our friends at the Organization of the Islamic Conference are trying to get that defamation of religion provision through. Of course, the good news is that the preliminary vote in committee, the no's and abstentions outweighed the yes votes for the first time ever, so we're thrilled with that. Major hearings, again, going to be in that situation in mid-December in New York, and I'm going to be leading a team on that charge. I think we're going to see that same kind of vote, maybe even a few more no's or abstentions. But here's the latest. The Organization of the Islamic Conference has issued a report saying, stop using the word Islamic with the word terrorist, and especially in light of what happened in the India just a few days ago. They want the word Islamic stopped being used when you're talking about terrorist activities. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. Jordan, what's the latest here?
Well, it's interesting. The Organization of the Islamic Conference has put out that they want media reporting on terrorist activity to exclude, quote, any reference to Islam, whatever the affiliation, identity, or motivation of the actual terrorist that commit attacks. And they quote the General Secretariat of the OIC, who's based out of Saudi Arabia, who said that it is frustrating to see some circles still, now listen to this, maliciously trying to establish conceptual links between such evil and wicked practices and Islam, the religion that condemns, scorns, and outlaws them. But I think what the OIC is, of course, missing here, and I think very clearly, and what was pointed out in many of the articles written about this statement, again, realize what they're trying to do, trying to limit the ability so that news networks don't use the word Islam when referring to the terrorists that carry out these attacks, that the group, the first group to claim responsibility for the attacks was Deccan Mujahideen, a clearly Islamic group. They are the ones who went out there and said, we are Islamic and we carried out these attacks. The same goes for Al-Qaeda, Hezbollah, Hamas. These are all religiously affiliated terrorist organizations operating throughout the world who are well-financed. And they're so well-financed that it's not the small group that the OIC is talking about within Islam's 1.3 billion members, but in fact, yep, much larger.
I've got Rob Shank here with us with Face in Action. He's been with us on many programs, both on radio and television. He knows the OIC because he's met with their leaders. This is a propaganda ploy, Rob, if you look at them. And you dealt with these leaders. You meet with them. What is the situation
here? Oh, absolutely. And, Jay, they've been saying this for a long time. And let's put this in context. First of all, this is coming out of Saudi Arabia. Does that make it suspicious on its face? Yes, it does. But the fundamental problem here, Jay, is that Islam has no authority that can speak for it. It's the groups themselves that determine who and what they are. There is no Vatican. There is no magisterium. There is no conference or council that speaks for Islam. And these groups, there is no question about it. Their religious motivation is at the core of who they are. This is a problem within Islam that needs to be solved, and we won't solve it by having a dishonest conversation built on propaganda. And there's already major American media groups who are buying into this, among them National Public Radio.
Yeah, I want to get into that after the break, folks. This is not information you're getting anyplace else. That's why we do this program. That's why we do the legal research behind these headlines. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. Don't use the word Islam when you talk about terrorists, coming from our friends at the Organization of the Islamic Conference. We'll be taking your calls when we come back from the break. Folks, we've had a huge response to the request for our DVD, Shot in Israel, dealing with the Middle East, Islam, Israel, the Jewish people. What does it mean for Christians? We've got this DVD available for you, and at the same time, you could sign up and stand against the Organization of the Islamic Conference. Here's the number. Everyone go to your phones and get this DVD. It's a two-hour DVD, 1-877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again for the DVD and to sign up. 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Back with more in just a moment.
Christian persecution. It's happening with greater frequency around the world. Now the Organization of the Islamic Conference at the United Nations is pushing a dangerous resolution called Combating Defamation of Religions. It's an anti-Christian measure, and it endorses what's taking place in many Muslim countries, where those who even speak out about Islam are severely punished with imprisonment, even death.
Basically criminalize the proclamation of the gospel, giving special protection to Islam.
Now you can help. Send a message to the UN General Assembly as a critical vote approaches. Sign on to the ACLJ petition opposing this anti-Christian resolution. And if you add your name today, we'll send you the ACLJ's DVD on Israel, a special look at the Holy Land, free of charge. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. And stand up to protect the Christian faith. The American Center for Law and Justice wants to share with you one of the most inspiring and life-changing places in the world. The ACLJ has prepared a special DVD on Israel. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We put together a very dynamic DVD special on Israel, and I want to send it to you.
It's a powerful behind-the-scenes look at a nation that means so much to Christians.
It shows you the work we're doing there. It gives you a behind-the-scenes look as to what's going on. It takes you to a number of the historic sites, interviews with some of the leading government officials in Israel.
And now you can get this two-hour DVD presentation on the Holy Land free of charge. The ACLJ's gift to you. Call now. 1-877-989-2255.
I want to encourage you to call the number right now and let this be our gift to you.
That's 1-877-989-2255.
This is something you're going to want to have for your library. It's a great resource for your Bible study groups. This is something you're going to want to have.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Stop using the word Islam when you talk about terrorists, so says the Organization of the Islamic Conference. I'm here in Washington, D.C. Jordan's in our studio on the campus of Regent University. Rob Shanka with Faith in Action is with me as well. Knows a lot about the OIC. Folks, before we get right to the calls, and a lot of them are coming in, and if you want to talk to us on air, by the way, it's 1-800-684-3110. We've put together a two-hour DVD that we shot in Israel. We went up to the border of Syria, up to the border of Lebanon, met with the colonels that were in charge of those regions, talked to you about the threat from Islam. These are people that know it. They're living it every day, military leaders, government leaders, and it's a great package we put together for you. And I'm very serious here. I'd like to see everyone that's listening to us from around the country. We've had requests for, I think, 7,000 copies of this in 24 hours or 48 hours that we've done this. We want to make sure we can get this into everybody's hands because we want you to be educated ambassadors for freedom and liberty. So you need to understand what's going on in Israel. We also need you to stand with us against the OIC as they're now moving from the defamation of religion to this new move, which is to, you know, stop using Islam in discussions about terrorists. Go to your phones right now and get a copy of this DVD. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also get information at aclj.org. But everybody that's listening to us really needs to call and get that two-hour DVD special, Israel, Islam, the Middle East, 1-877-989-2255. We take you to the holy sites, too, and let you know about the threats being leveled against those holy sites, including the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. So you want to get that DVD. Let me go to Rob first, then I got a question for Jordan, then we'll go right to your calls. Rob, you mentioned right before the break, media already playing off of this request from the Organization of the Islamic Conference to stop making any reference to Islam when talking about the terrorists.
I don't think, Jay, we have ever seen major media agencies buy into this kind of propaganda so quickly. This was just proposed. And already, if you listen carefully, and I challenge everybody, just listen carefully to the reports on Mumbai, on what happened in India, on the major media outlets, including National Public Radio, which seemed to me to be the first to drop any reference to Islam, any reference to terrorism. They have taken to calling these people simply a generic term, attackers.
Yeah.
They're just attackers.
Yeah.
And that takes all the moral questions out of it. And this is what has to happen within Islam. There's never been a reformation in Islam. There's never been a challenge to its fundamental moral basis. And it has to happen. It's not going to happen if it's covered up with this kind of senseless propaganda.
Absolutely correct. Jordan, I'm looking at this, these articles you've been looking at and the Dehkan Mujahideen, which, of course, defines himself as an Islamic terrorist group. So what are we supposed to, what's the media supposed to do? Ignore the way they self-identify themselves?
Well, you know, what's interesting here, too, is the OIC is at the front of the battle at the UN on multiple battles, but on another battle, which has been to prevent defining terrorism. And the reason why there's no definition of terrorism, the group who is saying don't use Islam when you talk about terrorist activities, is the same group who has prevented an actual definition of terrorism being formatted at the United Nations. In fact, the reason that there is no definition of terrorism at the UN is because the OIC bloc countries want an exemption for Palestinian attacks, including suicide bombings, against Israelis, which they call occupiers. And that is why at the UN, there's no definition of terrorism. So the group who has prevented a definition of terrorism also doesn't want the word Islam used with terrorism, even though all of these terrorists identify themselves as Islamic.
Yeah, I'll tell you something, folks. This is a serious threat. It's real. And we put together a very special DVD. We don't do this often. It's a two-hour DVD that goes over this. We take you to the border of Syria, the border of Lebanon. We go to the holy sites in Israel. We talk to the church leaders. We talk to the government leaders, military leaders. Phenomenal overview. If you want to know what's going on in the Middle East, we talk to the colonel that was in charge of, and is still the colonel in reserves, of the bank that's the area, not the West Bank, but this is the area, it's part of the West Bank, but it goes all the way up to Syria, which is on the border between Israel and Syria, Israel and Lebanon. This is the areas we went to with this colonel, and he gave us this information. So it's unbelievable what we've put together for you. I want to encourage every one of you, we're going to send it to you absolutely free. And when you make the call, do me a favor, sign on to this petition against going to the UN against this defamation of religion action of the Organization of the Islamic Conference. But get that DVD. Again, if you want to make sure those holy sites are protected, and you'll see why when we give you the inside look. 1-877-989-2255 is the number. That's 1-877-989-2255. You're going to want this DVD. Let's go right to our phones.
A lot of calls coming in. You want to talk to us? 1-800-684-3110. Dean from Arizona on line one. Dean, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Dean.
Hi. You had a caller yesterday who said how moderate Muslims were afraid to condemn attacks like this. That tells me that this so-called defamation of religion in the UN is going to be used against moderate terrorists, moderate Muslims as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely correct, because the leaders of these terrorist organizations, not just the terrorists, the fundamentalist Muslims, which are many of them promote terrorism, without any question, Dean, view those, quote, moderates not as Islamic at all. Right, Rob? I mean, you deal with this situation all the time.
Absolutely. In fact, you know, Jay, I've traveled to many Islamic countries, engaged in dialogue with Islamic leaders. And I can tell you, in one of those countries, they told me the people at greatest danger are those of us who advocate peace within the Islamic world. We will take the bullets. We'll be assassinated before anybody else. They are absolutely terrified. And if that doesn't define the work of terrorists, I don't know what does.
Yeah, and Jordan, when dealing with this organization, the Islamic Conference, on the DOR, the defamation of religion issue, you found the same thing. They are very careful to make sure, you said this earlier, words are not defined. That's their key to success here. Don't
right.
say Islam, don't say terrorist. Don't say terrorist. They won't even give a definition of terrorist. That's the way they're operating.
Right. I mean, they don't want to call the Defamation of Religion Act the Defamation of Islam resolution. The reason why is because no one would support that. And you wouldn't be able to hoodwink these Caribbean countries and some of these other smaller countries that depend on cheaper gas from places like Venezuela, who are spearheading this effort. I mean, it's really, truly is an axis of the enemies of the United States. I mean, self-declared enemies of the United States and the West that are behind this resolution. Venezuela,
yeah.
The communist countries, those blocs, the militant blocs, the blocs who are doing business with Iran, the countries that are doing oil business with these countries. That is what is key here, is to look at the actors behind this. We all know the trouble that's going on in Russia. The same group, the Russian Federation, is a official advisor to the Organization of the Islamic Conference. When you look at the actors that come together here, Venezuela proposed this. Hugo Chavez's team at the UN proposed this for the Organization of the Islamic Conference, a group who has put up walls so that terrorism can't be defined, who wants to criminalize anyone talking about Islam, and who now doesn't want anyone in the media, which would include us, identifying terrorists who say they're Muslims with Islam.
Here's what I want you to do, folks. I want you to get this DVD we've put together to deal with this issue so you have it. It's a two-hour special shot all in the Middle East, right on the border of Syria and Lebanon, in Jerusalem, in Haifa, throughout Israel, actually. You need to go to your phones right now and get it. Every one of you that are listening to me right now need to take a stand with us, stand against this organization of the Islamic Conference, but also stand with us by getting yourself educated on these key issues. And we put together an incredible DVD. 1-877-989-2255 is the number. That's 1-877-989-2255. Now, Rob and I were talking right before the program, folks. I'm taking a group of students over to Israel probably around the week of May 15th for about 2 or 3 weeks. We are contemplating, and Rob and I were just talking about this, taking a few of you all that want to go with us to participate in these classes, in these meetings that we have with government leaders. It's going to be a select group that will be able to go to this. If you want to get information about it, we don't have any costs yet. We don't have the definitive dates for those that want to go. But if you want to get at least get information, if you just go to aclj.org, go to our radio section where it says contact the ACLJ. Just put in an information there when it says other and say, hey, I want to be on your list to maybe go to this trip. And just like I said, go to aclj.org, the contact on the radio section, and just say, keep me in mind. I want to know more about this trip when it develops. We'll probably won't know more about it till right after the first of the year, but I think it's going to be an unbelievable experience, especially with all of this going on. I have some of our key leaders from around the globe with me, so you're going to really want to participate in this. Jordan, who do we have next?
Let's go back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. You want to talk to us? Chris from Virginia. Online, too. Chris, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, Chris.
What's up, guys? Congratulations on your progress so far. But
thanks.
The OIC does get its way. Number one, yep. What does that mean for Christians? And number two, what's a detailed picture of our world looking like within the next 5 to 10 years?
Well, let me answer the second one first, the question, where does the world look like? I mean, it's going to look a lot worse if the UN starts passing these resolutions and putting them in force, because what will happen is member states are then going to turn around and say, well, we've got this defamation of religion resolution by the UN. We're member states of the UN. We need to pass some kind of law, statutory law, to protect Islam from, quote, defamation, which, Rob, really means it stops the proclamation of the gospel, especially in countries that have an Islamic leadership or member states that are concerned about it. So that's where the problem is.
Well, that's exactly right. And it will also preclude the prosecution of many of these terrorists under terrorist laws, because they won't be that anymore.
Right.
It won't be, by definition, terrorism. It will be something else, and they'll get away with it.
Yeah, you know, we got to look at the words that are being utilized here, folks. And, Jordan, that's one of the things. I know we only got a minute left here. But that is the key thing. It's like the not definition of terrorist, no definition, don't use the word terrorist. This is part of an organized effort here.
Yeah, it is an organized effort to basically lie to people, to try to turn this debate around. If it's true what the OIC is saying, that so much of the Islamic community is against these attacks, then why is this necessary? It would be clear. It would be easy for the leaders to go on TV and go on TV from Saudi Arabia and say, we don't condemn anyone who engages in a suicide attack, who kills civilians, who doesn't engage in battle, but actually goes into hotel rooms and kills little kids. But yeah, That's exactly what these groups do, and you don't see the condemnation.
No, absolutely not. Hey, folks, we've got this DVD. I want you to have it. Go to your phones right now and get this two-part DVD, 1-877-989-2255, two-hour DVD, 1-877-989-2255, on Israel, the Middle East, and Islam. Get it now. We'll be back with your calls in a moment.
Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 months of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com.
Christian persecution. It's happening with greater frequency around the world. Now the Organization of the Islamic Conference at the United Nations is pushing a dangerous resolution called Combating Defamation of Religions. It's an anti-Christian measure, and it endorses what's taking place in many Muslim countries, where those who even speak out about Islam are severely punished with imprisonment, even death.
Basically criminalize the proclamation of the gospel, giving special protection to Islam.
Now you can help. Send a message to the UN General Assembly as a critical vote approaches. Sign on to the ACLJ petition opposing this anti-Christian resolution. And if you add your name today, we'll send you the ACLJ's DVD on Israel, a special look at the Holy Land, free of charge. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. And stand up to protect the Christian faith.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. You know, when we got that victory in the UN last week, at least the what I call the phase one victory, which was more no votes and abstentions than there were yes for that defamation of religion. Of course, the big vote coming up in just a few weeks. We knew that that was a positive development, but we also knew that there would be pushback coming. Well, that pushback has come. It's come from the Organization of the Islamic Conference because they're now moving to another level of redefinition of phrases, which impact how we view and discuss the issue of terrorism. I mean, it really is that significant. Now, let me encourage you in this regard, and I think it's important for you to understand this. I put together our team has a two-hour DVD that we shot in Israel. We go up to the border of Syria, up to the border of Lebanon. We talk to the military leaders, government leaders, church leaders as well. We go to the holy sites. All this information is available to you. We want to get it to as many of you as we can. So call right now and get that DVD. And also when you call, say no to the Organization of the Islamic Conference. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. It's just a tremendous DVD. Now, let me give you some statistics that Jordan's going to give you, folks, and this is going to be where you're going to realize the nature of the war we're engaged in.
Yeah, that's right. On a Pew Global Attitude Survey in 2005, which is the most recent survey that's been conducted on suicide bombings and support of suicide bombings in various countries, just listen to these numbers and compare this to what the OIC says, which this is a tiny, small fraction of Muslims who engage in these kind of activities. You know, it's not the whole group. In Jordan, 57% of people said their suicide attacks were justified often or sometimes. 57% in Jordan, which is seen as one of the most moderate and mainstream and allied with the West in all of the Middle East. Listen to this. In Lebanon, which is another country, which until Hezbollah's rise has been seen as one of the West's biggest allies in the Middle East, 39% believe that suicide attacks are justified. In Pakistan, a huge country, 25%. These are not tiny numbers. This is not 1% of Islam. These are predominantly Muslim countries where 90%+ of the population is Islamic and 25% in Pakistan. You look at Turkey, a quarter of their citizens believe that suicide attacks against U.S. troops are okay in Iraq. And then in Morocco, one in two Moroccans, another country which is seen as moderate but Islamic, believe that it's okay to attack U.S. soldiers in Iraq with suicide bombings. To tell the OIC this about their religion that they represent and the countries they represent, to say for them to say that is a small percent that do these activities may be right, but it is not a small percent who support the activities themselves. In some of these countries, it's over 50% of the population.
Yeah, now, Rob, you've traveled to these countries. I've been to Jordan. I've been to, of course, Israel a lot. We do a tremendous amount of work over there. We've established a pretty significant presence, by the way, in Israel, folks. We'll tell you about in the weeks ahead. But you've been to these countries, and things are changing, and that's one of the big concerns.
They are changing by the week, at least, maybe by the day. And what's happening is this kind of radical, extremist, terrorist ideology is gaining in the Islamic world. Part of it is because they have successfully terrorized the moderate voices. And let's say there are, you know, Muslims, right. Jay, I know Muslims who are peace-loving people who work for peace. But they themselves have been terrorized in the OIC. Is simply a propaganda arm for those who are terrorizing.
Because part of it
them.
Is the OIC does not consider, and member states of the OIC, we shouldn't say the OIC, but member states of the OIC and individuals within their leadership don't think those people that you and I know are Muslim.
That's right.
I mean, they don't consider them Muslim, and that's the real.
They at least hold them in doubt, if not consider them infidels
or
infidels.
Right.
They are worse than infidels. They are worse than non-Muslim infidels,
right.
And they are daily subjected to assassination threats.
I'll tell you, serious stuff, folks. Let's go right to the phones. Jordan, who do we have next?
Cole's calling from Alabama on line one. Cole, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Cole.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Good.
Full disclosure, bleeding heart liberal, but I am a Christian. I was saved when I was 16. The resolution and not being too familiar with it seems to serve somewhat of a purpose. I don't. Let me ask you on your end, why do you want the word Islam attached to terrorism? What's in it for a Christian, or what's in it?
Well,
the resolution, Cole, first you got
to go back to the basic, and the basic is the defamation of this. We're all coming out of the defamation of religion issue. That protects only one religion, Islam. So if you're a bleeding heart liberal and you say you are, and I'll believe that, and you say you're a Christian, I'll believe that too. Let me tell you this, as a Christian who is liberal, you should be very concerned when only one group is given protection and nobody else. That is the problem with the defamation of religion prohibition that's going through the UN. Now, the support for that is starting to, and I wouldn't say crumble, but I'm hopeful it will, but it's starting to certainly dissipate. That's number one. Number two, understand that when you start saying you cannot use, or the Organization of Islamic Conference, very powerful group, says you cannot use these words, the word terrorist, in describing Islamic terrorists, what they're trying to do, it's a propaganda ploy to change the way we think. Rob?
Well, and look, if you're a bleeding heart liberal, and I know a lot of good bleeding heart liberals, and you're a Christian, and if you're a bleeding heart liberal Muslim, and there are a few, this is a necessary dialogue that has to happen within Islam. It has to wrestle with these individuals who are religiously driven. That is the honest fact, and it must be faced within Islam. And if you put it away in this way and you ignore the realities, you cannot resolve
because,
the problem.
Because, Cole, and I want to hear you on this, but you can't have an honest dialogue if you can't call it what it is.
Right. I just, you know, attaching the name to it, just the nomenclature itself of saying, look, I want you guys to know that these guys are terrorists, and guess what? They are Islam. It's just like, you know, if a mass murder happens in the States, you know, when Timothy McVeigh blew up the building, they didn't say Christian bomber Timothy McVeigh. I mean, you know, he was...
No, but it wasn't an organized plot, although some did say it, by the way. Some organizations did say that. Here you got almost a news media blackout.
Well, and in authentic dialogue, Jay, and for our caller's benefit, in authentic, productive dialogue, you have to go with people's self-identification. You must authenticate what they call themselves.
And this
and
is what
they call themselves Islamic warriors.
Right. I mean, so this is, you know, and so not saying that. And Jordan, you've been dealing with this OIC issue and the defamation of religion. The fact of the matter is, these countries are trying to eliminate the discussion. That's really what they're trying to do.
Right. I mean, I think if for anyone who's a liberal, conservative, wherever you are, if you're an American, you understand these values of being able to talk about your faith, and if you have faith, being able to speak about it. They don't want that, and the OIC doesn't want that. And when you look at trying to take away using Islam as terrorism, it's exactly what everyone has said. Timothy McVeigh did not call himself a Christian terrorist, but these groups all identify themselves with Islam. Every single one of these major terrorism groups throughout the world has identified themselves with Islam. And they don't call themselves radical Islam. They identify themselves with Islam. And in Pakistan, one of the groups who these terrorists are tied to was started by the state. It was founded by the state security organization. And you look at these terrorist groups in the Middle East, whether it's Hamas or Hezbollah, and the list goes on, or Al-Qaeda, the groups operating in Iraq, these are all state-sponsored by members of the Organization of the Islamic Conference. So their own members who pay their dues to the OIC are also funding suicide bombers and these attackers throughout the world.
Let's try to grab one call. It's going to have to be really quick. Let's grab one more call here.
Kevin's calling from Virginia on line 5. Kevin, welcome to JSEC.
Hi,
live.
Kevin. About 30 seconds here.
Yeah. Hey, guys. I wondered if they gave us any alternative as to what exactly we're supposed to label it, and how are we supposed to divorce the actions from whatever label we put on it?
They want you to call them, first of all, the terrorists, they don't mind being called Islamic warriors, Islamic terrorists. They're proud of that. The OIC wants you to call them people that are engaged in attacks or unlawful attacks. That's what they wanted. They want to de-emphasize. Rob, we got like 15 seconds.
Makes them petty criminals, and that's not what they are. They are internationally organized, well-funded. As many as 500 people could have taken part in this Mumbai attack in order to stage such a well-sophisticated operation.
Yeah, there you have it, folks. If you want to know the information about this, write this number down and call it right now. We want to make sure you understand what's going on in the Middle East and what's going on with Israel, the Middle East, Islam. Here is the number. Call right now. I've got a two-hour DVD for you, shot all in the Holy Land. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Now, when you call that number, also sign our petition going to the UN against the Organization of the Islamic Conference. But you get that DVD. Here's the number, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.